Well, let's talk about some more women's matches. Vida Sova easily beating Safarova. Tell us about her, because there's so many Russians that seem to be coming on the scene in the last 2 years.
Well, actually, Vida Sova is a Czech player, and Safarova is another Czech player. So between anything Eastern Bloc, we'll just say it's
okay,
former Soviet
thank you.
Union.
I'm showing my ignorance.
Oh, no, it's okay. No, Nicole Vida Sova is a 17-year-old girl in the same mold as Maria Sharapova, 6 feet tall, very fast, can do a lot of things around the court, especially serve. At the upper echelons of this game, you have to have a weapon, a big serve, extremely quick feet, something that can set you apart when it really counts. And Vida Sova has that. But does she have it between the ears? Serena's never played her. She has played Venus last year, Vida Sova, at the French Championships, and beat Venus. So I think Venus is going to give Serena enough X's and O's to beat her in the semis.
Moving over to the men's side, of course, you got a big matchup coming on with Roger Federer. Tell us about that and the big win by Andy Roddick.
Well, Roger Federer is Roger Federer. He's yet to drop a set. He's trying to be the first player since 1980, Bjorn Borg at the French Championships, to win a Grand Slam without dropping a set. He's playing Andy Roddick, and this is not the Andy Roddick of a few years ago. This Andy Roddick, who hits the ball as hard as anybody on tour, made only 4 errors in the entire match against another American, Marty Fish, in the quarters. And it was one of the most impressive performances that I've ever seen from a guy.
And 2 double faults, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the man just came out. Jimmy Connors, who's coaching Andy Roddick now, has got this guy mentally on a different plane. I've never seen him so poised and composed. I've never seen him, move so well. Whatever this guy is drinking, whatever this guy is listening, getting from Jimmy Connors, it's working.
And, it seems to help that Jimmy, with the tragedy of the loss of his mother, was not there. So, there isn't too much of a dependency. He wasn't there. He had to win on his own without Jimmy the first couple matches.
Absolutely. There's no doubt. And I really believe that there is a wanting to win for Jimmy and because of the mourning of his mother. I really believe deep down that he cares for this guy, and they've had such a good time over the last 6 months that he wants to do something special and beat the garbage out of Roger Federer finally. And he beat him in an exhibition, which doesn't count officially, but you keep score. And when you keep score, and in the end you come out of there a winner, you get some confidence from it.
What about the overall coverage of the Aussie Open? It's always been that other major, but it seems to have finally been treated with the kind of attention, the kind of respect that it deserved many years ago.
Well, the ESPN's really trying to... We call ourselves the Grand Slam Network, which means we have 3 of the 4 majors. We don't have the U.S. Open yet, but I think what they're really trying to do with the game of tennis is show all of our Super Bowls, and our Super Bowls are our Australian Opens, French, Wimbledon, and the U.S. Open. One day, hopefully, we will get the U.S. Open, and then we will be the official tennis network at the highest level. The Australian Open is fantastic because even though, you get up in the middle of the night, you got live tennis. You have primetime tennis. And to me, I know at times you can get long matches and you're going to lose some sleep, but I'll tell you, it is so awesome to see these athletes coming down for the first major and playing so well. And if we can show that, it's great for our game.